Hello, my name is Chris Reisner, and welcome to Adding Push Notifications to iOS Apps with Mobile Services. Today we're going to look at taking a very simple application connected to mobile services and then adding push notifications using both mobile services and APNS. Before we actually get into the code or the portal, though, let's actually look at the push notification lifecycle. So what we have here are three pieces. We have our iOS application, we have mobile services, and then we have the APNS, or Apple Push Notification Servers. So the first step in push notifications is your app has to register for push notifications with the APNS servers. Once that's done, you get a token back in your application. Now, we can then send that token over to mobile services, where it'll save it in the database. And then from server-side scripts, we can then push a notification using that token to the APNS servers. And the APNS servers will then deliver it to your iOS application. Now, today we're going to cover the actual code involved to register for push notifications, send our token to mobile services, and then the scripts involved to send a push notification from mobile services to our app. There's one kind of administrative thing that we're not going to cover today, which is basically going into the Apple development portal, creating an app ID, creating a certificate, setting up, enabling your application for push notifications. Those steps are all covered in Apple tutorials and Apple documentation, so that's why we're going to skip it today. So the first thing we need to do is go to manage.windowsazure.com. I'm going to go ahead and enter my credentials. Now, mobile services, the portal is going to open up, and it's going to launch, all the different things we can do on the left side. We're just going to go into mobile services. We're going to go ahead and create a new mobile service. I'm going to call this iOS Push. It's going to check and make sure the name is available. It is. We're going to create a new SQL database for this. And then for the region, we're just going to leave it as East US. Now, if you were going to create a new SQL server, which we're not, we're going to use an existing one. But if you were going to create a new one, you'd want to make sure the region was the same in the SQL server as it is in the mobile service, because you really don't want your mobile service talking to a completely different data center whenever it needs to go to the database. So I already have one in the East where I already chose my mobile service, so I'll just use that. So we'll enter our credentials and hit the check. Oh, it's got a check. Now we'll hit the check mark, and then in just a few seconds, it will create our mobile service. Alright, so our mobile service is ready to go, so let's go ahead and click on it. The first page we get to is the quick start screen. Here we can choose the platform. We're of course doing iOS development today. And then we can choose whether we want to create a new iOS app or connect an existing one. We're going to go the quick route and go to create a new one. We've already got Xcode installed, but we need to create a to-do item table, so let's go ahead and do that. And then last, we need to download our application. So we'll go ahead and save that. We'll unzip it and get rid of that notification, and then we'll open it. So let's go ahead and open our application. Now, the Quick Start application is a very simple to-do list. We can add items and we can mark them complete, and it's going to save that data back to the server. So let's go ahead and run the application. And I'm running it actually on my iPad, which I've got connected here. So let's go ahead and add some items. We're going to test push in a few. All right, so we've added a few items. Now let's go back to our portal, and we should see that if we go up to the data tab, we then have two records, and we've got the data right there. Now, what we need to do next is we need to make a few changes on our application side in order to enable push notifications. So let's return to the application. We'll stop it. We'll open the Quick Start folder, and we'll go to the app delegate. Now the app delegates, the method we're looking at right now is the did finish launching with options. This method's called basically when your application first starts. So inside here, we're going to register for push notifications. So we're going to say we want to register for badges, and we want to register for so we'll do register for sound. We probably won't demonstrate sound, but we'll at least register for it. And we're going to register for type alerts. Okay, so that's done. So that basically, when that runs, that's what's actually going to tell our application, hey, go talk to the APNS servers and say, I want a token. So now we need to add another method, which is going to be called when APNS talks back to our application. So this did register for remote notifications with the device token method is called when APNS talks back to our app and says, hey, here's your token. So the first thing we're going to do is we're actually going to get the token out. So it comes over as NS data. We want to actually get the string for that. And the reason we need to do that is that, A, we need to send it as a string to mobile services. But additionally, we actually need to strip a few characters because the string that comes back from the server actually has carrots at the beginning and the end, and we need to get rid of those. So let's go ahead and do that. And then we just need to do the same with the reverse caret. All right, so now that that's done, we're going to first go up to the top and we're going to add a reference to our to-do service class. If you haven't looked at it before, the to-do service class here wraps all the functionality with actually interacting with mobile services. So then down here, we're going to get a reference to our to-do service. And then after that, we're going to call a new method, which we haven't added yet, called add APNS token. So we'll add that in just a minute or two. Before we do that, though, there's one other method we want to implement, and that is the did receive remote notification method. So let's go ahead and do that. Oops. Now in here, all we're going to say is we just want to log it. And the reason we're doing that is there's basically two different ways to handle push notifications. If your app is running when you receive it, then this did receive remote notification method is called. If your app is not running, or it's in the background, then some sort of an indicator will appear on your actual home screen. So let's run this, and it should fail because we haven't actually implemented this method yet. So let's go ahead and actually add that method in. So first thing we'll do is we'll go to todoservice.h, and we'll just add it in at the bottom. So we're going to do void add APNS token. Completion. All right. So that looks good to me. Now we'll go ahead and there we go. Now that looks good to me. Now we'll go back over here to toserverless.m, and we're actually going to go ahead and implement the method here. So we'll go to the bottom again, just to make it easy on us. So now in here, we're going to create a new MS table, which again is the objects we use to actually interact with tables in mobile services. So we'll call this APNS table. We're going to call a get table on our client, and we're going to say table's name is APNS token. And then we're going to create NS dictionary. And we're going to just say that NS dictionary has one field in it named token, and the value of it is the token that got sent in. So now we'll call APNS table insert item completion. And then in here, we'll just say, just like the other methods use the log if error, we'll do that. And then we'll see if they actually did pass in a completion block, we're going to go ahead and call it. Now, that's it for the code side of our application, but there is a few other changes we need to make to our target or our project file. So we're going to click on that. We're going to go to info. I'm sorry, we'll go back to summary. And inside here, we need to change the bundle identifier. Now, in the Apple development portal, I've already created a bundle or an application ID that matches this bundle identifier, so I've already done all the certificates. That stuff I'm skipping. But essentially, you need to make sure this bundle identifier matches whatever the application in the Apple developer portal is that you're working with. So we've changed that. Now, if we go over to build settings, we're just going to find the code signing identity, and we're going to make it match with a code signing identity that I also created, again, in the Apple Dev Portal. So now we can build our application, and now we just need to make some changes on the server side. So on the server side, let's go back here, and we're going to create a new table, and we're going to call it APNS token. And that's fine. Anybody with the application keys will be fine. All right, our table is created. Now, let's go to the to-do item, and let's go to its script. So these scripts, basically, they're run whenever an operation is called on the table. So this insert script is run whenever we insert a to-do item. Currently, all it's doing is saying process the request. So go ahead and insert the to-do item. We're going to actually put a callback in there that says to do some stuff after the successful insertion of that to-do item. So first off, we're going to respond to the request so the calling application isn't waiting on us. And then after that, we're going to call a new method we're going to make in a second called sendNotification. And if there was an error, we're going to respond to the calling application and say it was a 500 and it was an error. So that's good. Now we just need to actually implement our send notifications method. So let's go down here and so the first thing we're going to do is get access to the token table. So we do that by using the tables module, and we call the getTable method, and we pass in the name, which is APNS token. Now we've got that table, what we want to do is we actually want to loop through that table and send a push notification to each token in the table. So we're going to do a read on it, and when there was success back from the read, the tokens are basically the result of the read, so we're going to for each through each token and call this method inside here. We'll do push.apns.send, and we're going to pass in the tokens token property. So the token is actually the row from the APNS token table, and it has it's going to have a token field. So we'll do tokens.token, and then the payload is actually going to be alert new item. The item.text, and then let's do this. On a success of doing a push notification, we'll do response console. We'll just log it so we can know that we actually sent a push notification successfully. And if there was an error, we're just going to also log that to the console. All right, so we can close off that, and then we can close off that, and that one's done, and then we can close off that, and that one's done, and then we can close off that, and then we can close off that. So this should all be set to go and should work for us fine. Now there is one other step we need to do after we save this, of course, because we don't want to lose that. So before we can go to our application, let's go over here and go to push. Now, in order to do push notifications, whenever our server, or any server for that matter, talks to APNS, every request to do a push notification has to be signed by a certificate we get from the Apple Dev Portal. Now, I've already done that step again, so I have the portal locally. I'm going to browse to that. So we're going to go ahead and load that in. I don't have a password, and this is a development certificate. It's not a production one. So we'll save that. All right, so we can go ahead and do that. All right, so let's go ahead and return to our application, and we'll go ahead and try and run it now. All right, so we see we've got three records there. Now, if we go up to the portal and we look at our APNS token table, we should see that we have a new record here, so we've saved our APNS token. So now let's go back to our app, and we're going to test push for real. Let's add that item. Now, we didn't see a push notification. Now, the reason for that is that our application is running, and remember that when your application is running, you don't actually necessarily see a push notification because what's going to happen is this did receive remote notification method is called. Now, from there, I could decide if I wanted to show something in my UI or just do something silent in the background. Currently, I'm just logging it, but as you can see here, we see this right here. So, quick start, push received. So, our push notification was actually received, we just logged it. Now, let's see what happened if we actually run the iPhone simulator and we have this up at the same time. So now if I do a push, remember that any or if I do an insert, remember any insert will trigger a push to all of our tokens currently. So let's go to the home screen on this. Show me the push. All right, well, that was a little slow. Let's try doing that one more time. Let's try going a little slower this time, maybe. All right, so yeah, now we can see it right here. So it's up at the top. We see this quick start, push again, but slower. So it's great. It worked fantastic. Now, there is one small problem that we have with this push notification system. Essentially, what's happening here is that if I run my application again on my device, which I'll do right now, what's going to happen is it's going to send that push notification, or that token rather, up to the server again. So if we go over here and we do a refresh, we see it's here twice. Now, since we're sending a push notification to every token on the table, which you probably wouldn't want to do, you're probably going to want to narrow it down so you know there's a specific reason you'd send a push notification instead of just, I'm going to send a push notification to every single token I've got. However, we can fix that for now, at least, on the script side for our APNS token. So we're going to go to the insert for our script, our APNS token, and we're going to change it from just doing the request to actually making sure that it should do the request. So we only want to insert the APNS token if it's not already there. So we'll use the tables module again. We're going to call get table, and we're going to actually get the APNS token table. Now we're going to do a token table. Nope. So basically, we want to do a select on the token table where the token in the database is actually the token we got sent in, and on the success of the read, not necessarily if we found records or not, but we're going to call insert channel if not found. And I'm going to go ahead and add this method now. And let's actually get rid of this so it's not in our way. So in the insert channels I've not found, I'm checking the length to see if there's actually if there any rows were actually returned. So do we actually have the APNS token already? If so, we're going to respond with a 200 and say the existing channel, or you know, hand basically back the existing channel we've already got. Otherwise, we're going to say request.execute, which will insert the channel and save it for us. So let's go ahead and save that. Get rid of that. Let's go back to the browse, and we're going to go ahead and we're going to get rid of one of these records. So we're going to delete that record. Yes, that's great. Okay, so now what should happen is when we run the application, we should only see the one row after we run it. So let's go ahead and run it on our device again. So it's spinning up, it's pulling the data, great. Now, if we go back to the portal, we should only see one record here. Great. And now, if we go back to the device, we're going to do one last push. And let's home it so we can actually see the push go through. Great. So we see the push. We only get one because we're deduping on the server side using the scripts. But we're, all of our push notifications are working, and it's working really easily. Now, in this situation, all I'm doing is an alert, which basically is kind of like a little pop-up at the top there. But there's a number of different kind of notifications. You can do badge notifications, you can do sounds, or you could just send a payload over, which is basically any data you want so that your application could interpret it however it wants to. These are all options and very easy to do with mobile services and the APNS module inside the server-side script.